Police urged to do more against drug trafficking. Three Uttlesford councillors have written to senior figures in the police accusing the force of ignoring reported drug dealing. Councillor Geoff Driscoll and Councillor Neil Gregory from Uttlesford District Council and Councillor Rod Jones from Great Dunmow Town Council wrote to Essex Police Fire and Crime Commissioner Roger Hurst and Essex Chief Constable Ben Harrington. Their letter followed a meeting in Dunmow attended by Saffron Walden MP Kemi Badenoch, where around 60 Uttlesford residents expressed their frustration at the police's perceived lack of response to drug dealing. The meeting, which was chaired by Mr. Hurst, raised concerns that 999 calls about open drug dealing are not responded to, with no action or follow-up, while the police prioritise crimes against people and property. Members of the community expressed particular fears that schools are being targeted by drug dealers with apparent impunity. Following the meeting, the councillors sought further feedback on policing from community stakeholders, who, they said, shared the same concerns. In their letter, the councillors said it was made clear that 999 calls on overt drug dealings would not be pursued. "We need to be very, very clear with you both. Drug crime undermines our communities and society, leading to both direct further crime against people and property and damaging the lives of those directly involved. We wish to see these matters prioritised, as do our residents. Failure to do so will inevitably lead to a crisis of confidence in the leadership of policing, both within Uttlesford and across Essex." The letter said that Essex County Fire and Rescue Services are held in high regard by residents, while police have a poorer reputation. In response to the letter, an Essex Police spokesperson said, "There has been an increase in the number of drugs offences recorded in Uttlesford, which is a result of the positive, proactive work we are carrying out across the district to identify offenders. We are fully committed to driving down drug-related crime, and working with our community in Uttlesford, we will continue to do so."